What's up, everybody? It's Jamel Gibbs, your family-oriented entrepreneur. Welcome to another podcast episode. This is the Business and Investing Podcast, where you learn all things business and investing related. So today, we're going to go through a software that I've just started using recently, honestly, and I love this software. You know, it does everything that I needed to do for my real estate investing business. In regards to rental properties, if you want to set up a business, if you need business bank accounts and things like that, you guys have heard me talk about this software previously on a couple of other videos. But what I decided to do was get one of the representatives from the company over in order to talk about the software, just to kind of give you guys a general idea of how this software really works. I really believe that this software is going to help you in your real estate investing business. And that's exactly why I thought it was important to bring Saad on the line. So what we're going to cover today is just a generalized idea of how Baselane actually works. You've heard me mention Baselane before. This is something that I truly believe is going to blow up your real estate business if you use it the right way. It provides all the tools and resources that you need in order to be active in real estate investing. And at the end of the day, ease. Software is meant to be used for speed and to save you time, right? But it also provides ease. This software does it, right? It's a one-stop shop. Imagine being able to set up your LLCs right away, click of a button. I've shown you how to do that in another video. But what I didn't show you was how you can create multiple business accounts. And just to be clear, it's not a business, it's not a banking. Baselane is not a bank. This is a banking platform. So you can create multiple accounts in Baselane and sub accounts, which will allow you to operate and organize your business a lot better. Or what about rental properties? So you got 50 rental properties right now. You want to keep everything organized. This is the best software that I've found to be able to do this. Again, I started using it and just want to put it out there for you guys because I believe that it's going to help you. Whether you use it or not, you know, that's your choice. But I'm telling you, life will be a lot easier in your real estate business when you start using it. Saad Dar, what's up, my man?
Hey, Jamil. Good to be here. How are you?
Doing great, man. Now, you're a fellow New Yorker like me. I still consider myself to be a New Yorker, even though I haven't lived there since 2006. But that's my stomping ground. That's where my roots are from. You're from Brooklyn like me. I want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, man.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here. And I'm very excited for today, first of all. So yeah, my name is Saad. Like you said, from Brooklyn. I actually live in Atlanta now, so recently moved down there. And I've been a part of Baselane for about 2.5-3 years almost. I lead our business development and partnerships team. And the unique thing about me at this company is that I'm also a real estate investor. I do the BRRRR method, mostly invest in BRRRR. And I've got about 20 units, mostly long-term, some STR that's shifting into MTR, not by choice. And, you know, I think my background and story is that I met the founders of Baselane a few years ago because they were fellow ex-colleagues from a company I used to work with. And they, you know, told me about what they were building. And I got super excited because I was investing in real estate. And I'm sure like thousands of people out there, you know, there's, I think, 11.7 million mom and pop investors in the US. And most of them own up to maybe 4 properties maximum, but nobody has built like an all-in-one platform that can help them run their real estate business. And so when I saw what they were building, I said, hey, I need to be a part of this. I got to put my money where my mouth is and join the company to help build, you know, what we all need to function as real estate investors. Like you said, it's all about time and efficiency and also savings. And so, yeah, I've been a part of Baselane for the last several years and excited to tell you a lot more about it today.
Awesome, man. So what do you feel are the top 2 or 3 things that people should look for in a software?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, look, one thing is clear, like, you know, for a real estate investor that has one property or 50 or 100, there's just a basic set of things you always, always need. That's just how it is, right? That's the reality of it. And one of the things that I always like to talk about is money management and starting with the right financial side setup. And so whether you have an LLC or you don't, I mean, those are things, you know, you've talked about that a lot, what makes sense. you need to separate your funds. So mm-hmm. if you're starting out, separate your banking, create a separate bank account that allows you to organize your business, because it is a business now. Whether it's an entity or not, doesn't matter. So that's one of the things, is setting up your financials the right way. Super important. And then there's a second part of it, which is the operations part of the business, right? Like things like collecting rent, making sure people are paying on time, charging late fees, and all that kind of stuff. So that's the second part, where you're doing things inside the business once you've set it up. That's really important, right? To efficiently manage that, minimize your time, make it easier for you, but you're also your tenants. Let's not just think about the landlords, right? And the investors. And believe it or not, 80% of tenants want to pay online, right? Well, sure, they don't want to have to walk and get a paycheck, a money order, cash. And I think the last thing is performance. How do you make sure that you're actually achieving the performance you wanted from this investment? All of us have this goal of financial independence, retiring early, trying to leave something for our families, which is amazing. But in order to achieve those goals, we have to run this like a business. We have to try to track our performance like a business does every week, every month, and make sure we're hitting those metrics. But what I find out there, and I'm guilty of this too, I did this for a long time, is we're kind of winging it. We're just like, yep, yeah. I think that unit is making, $300-$400 a month mm-hmm. per door. So I'm good. It's like, okay, well, how do you really know that? Right. And that's the core problem for people that are unable to scale. And I feel like that's the shift when they realize when you have to run it like that. So you need software for that financial side, which is, setting up where the money's moving and in and out, paying all the bills, collecting the rent. You need something for your property management, your operations, which is like rent collection and all these things, lease creation and so on. Then you need something that is showing you your performance, which is, how am I doing really, really, bottom line? And what Baselane has done is brought all of these things together into one platform. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so unique, because what we find is that a lot of people are using, minimum 10, 12 different tools just to run even one property. Forget about, 50 properties. And so our goal is to try to unify all of these things onto one platform and give you the convenience of one login, so you can run your business, start to end there. And we can get into it. We built a lot of components, but we can talk about each one and how it works and how it can help everybody that's out there.
I would love to, man. And that's something that we're going to definitely dive into in just a moment. I did have a question in regards to real estate investors being, there's a number of investors that are up there in age, right? And there's a number of people trying to get started investing. Now, the younger crowd may be more familiar with the digital age, right? Where using software is familiar with them. But when you start getting up there a little bit past my age and up, 50 and up, I'm early 40s. I'm not 50 yet, but
I was about to say, I don't think so.
I'm 43 years old, but
yeah.
The thing is, once you start getting, 10 years, 20 years ahead of me, where you still have active investors, they probably don't understand how to use software properly. So what are some of the obstacles that some people would face when it comes to software use?
That's a great question. It's a general question. I think it applied to, really lots of different tools. And I think the tool and the performance has to speak to the ability to serve all different kinds of customers. And, we do have customers from all over the U.S., different sizes, right? Like some people that are just starting out, and lots of people that have 10, 20 properties, some people that have 60, 70, 80 properties, mm-hmm. right? So it really, it's a wide gamut. And then in terms of the demographics with male, female, or age group, it does vary as well. You're right, it does. There's a lot of new investors coming in, so there's a huge concentration of people in the late 20s, early 30s group, for sure. Mm-hmm. But then there are people that are, 55 plus that are on the platform. And I think our kind of goal and commitment is, when we design, it all comes down to product design. We're very focused on making it really easy to use, and trying to test it in a way that, and by the way, I'm an investor, but I also use Baselane, so I'm using it every day. Yeah. And so some of the executive team, but a lot of other people in the company, are using the product to try to make it better. And so that's one thing, just fundamentally, you should be looking for in a company that's trying to, one, has the right mindset, but two, is continuously improving and trying to make sure that the features are getting, you know, very easy to use. And if they're not, you're getting feedback. You're able to, you know, take that feedback and implement the feedback. And I guess I'll give a couple of examples. There was probably a few months ago, probably 6 months back, we had an older person that was working with our customer success team. And I think they left a really positive review on a line because they were like, look, I'm older. I don't really know how to use some of this stuff. But the CX team member at Baselane really helped me, pulled me through to set everything up, rank collection, everything, and set me up. And so I wanted to just give her, you know, a good positive review. So that's another aspect of it.
And I'll vouch for that too, man. You know, I'll be the first to tell you that I like simplicity, man. So, you know, for me, when I first open up Baselane, what I noticed is how easy it is to use. It really, there's nothing difficult about it, right? So no matter what your age is, you can be 20 or you can be 65. It doesn't really matter. Baselane is really, it's really designed for everybody to be able to use it, whether you had help or not. You know, I really believe that this is an easy tool, and I think that it, a lot of people are going to be able to resonate with it. So why don't we talk about some of the key components of Baselane? I know that there's three key areas that the software provides, in addition to a lot of other things. But why don't we talk about the three key things that the software does?
Absolutely. And I know you wanted your audience to see it. So I've actually prepared a demo that we can share here that'll help just visualize and just show it to you. Like, talking is great, but I just want to show you what it does. So it's easier to see. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. And perfect, so maybe I'll just start with this. This is, you know, this is our website. You can go here and I think we'll provide a special offer for your audience. So there'll be a link that people can check out, but just talks a little bit about, you know, what we're trying to achieve. And it has all the different components that we cover. So today we'll talk a little bit about our banking, our rent collection, our bookkeeping. There's really a lot more that's in the platform that we're already offering, like insurance and lending, LLC formation, but a lot of other things that are in the pipeline. So that's just a high level view of, you know, what we're up to. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share our one of our demo accounts. So just for, you know, video recording and for everybody that's out there, this is 100% fake data. This is demo only. This is not real data. And it's just for use of demonstrative purposes. It's not to be meant to be investment advice or any legal advice for any reason. And so just please be careful with that. But what I've done here is I've logged into our demo account. And I always like to start by talking about the banking. And a lot of people ask, like, hey, why I already have a bank account, why do I need a specific bank account for my real estate business? And it's a simple answer, because all the bank accounts out there are not designed to help you with real estate. They're more retail banks or general small business banks. They're not really set up with the features you need to run your real estate business. So let me show you what that means. So one of the features, you know, and I mean, Jamil, when we talked about it, I think you kind of like were like, wow, this is quick. One thing is you can literally open any bank account. Here I've got a few open within a few minutes. So you don't have to spend hours going down to the branch. You don't have to wait 2-3 weeks to get all the paperwork in. You can literally open a bank account within, you know, here's an example. Within, you know, just fill out the application, go through the regular application. It can be opened in as fast as 3 to 4 minutes. Sometimes, you know, if it goes into manual review because of some of the paperwork, it can take a little bit longer. That's one of the features I always like to highlight because it saves so much time right up front. And the other thing is, once you can open several business checking accounts. So you can open them on your name, which is sole prop, or for your entity like an LLC that you have. So that's an option. And these are all free. There's no charge to open any of that. We have no fees, no minimums. And I always like to tell people you can open as many accounts as you want, but you can also really open a lot of virtual accounts. And I'm going to talk about that. So here's an example. We've set up some different bank accounts. So I'm going to go into this long-term LLC Apex Investors demo account here and show you what it looks like. So in this account, this investor has already, you know, set up several different, well, as you mentioned, sub-accounts. We call them virtual accounts. And these virtual accounts just allow you to organize your business as you plan to run it, right? All of us have a pro forma when we do the underwriting, when we're buying a deal, and we say, okay, we're going to have a maintenance reserve, right? We're going to set up maybe a vacancy reserve. You can do all of that here by setting up these different virtual accounts. So in this account, we got a security deposit account because they must have collected rent. So, you know, they've got a separate account where the funds are not commingled for security deposit. We have a maintenance reserve account, which everybody should have some percentage. I don't know, Jamila, what percentage you put in for maintenance reserve into your for your properties, like 5%, you know, 6%, 7%.
I like 5%.
5%. So, you know, you can set that up here. And the really cool thing about these virtual accounts is you can name them to a property. So you can assign a specific property or a unit to the virtual account, which really helps with the organization of things. And I'll show you how in a minute. So that's the virtual account. And you can open as many as you want. So again, it literally takes a few seconds. So here's one that I'll do just a test account just to show you what it means. Enable the auto tagging. Let's say I wanted to go to only one of the units for this property here. And I'm going to create a virtual account right now with a security code. Again, this is all dummy data, but just to demonstrate. There you go. And that virtual account will pop up. And there it is. Mm-hmm. And now these virtual accounts have real account numbers and routing numbers. So you can send money into this. You can collect rent into this. And you can send money out of it to pay your mortgage, your insurance, your utilities, whatever expenses you have on a monthly basis. The really cool thing is because I tagged the property, all those debits and credits are always going to associate with that property. And I'm sure if anybody's done this for a while, you know how much time that takes. Just sitting there trying to figure out what is that rent payment for? What's that expense for? I mean, it's just a waste of time, really. But it takes hours and hours every month. And so that's one of the benefits of the virtual account.
That's awesome, man. So when you're looking at the virtual accounts here, I remember us speaking about this one time, and you said that what you do is you can create a different account, sub account, or virtual account for each expense, right? And say that you have a water bill, you can have an account just for that. Say you have another utility.
Absolutely.
Say you have a tax bill, et cetera.
Yeah.
So what's the main benefit in doing that? I don't want to give away the answer.
So I like to use the cards for that because, you know, the virtual account, let's say, you know, here's one that we have, the main account. But let's say this is going to be my main operational account. I'm going to use this to pay my mortgage and some other expenses, repairs and things like that, water bill. Now you can open virtual cards. You get a physical debit card in the mail, like all banking accounts, but here you're gonna get also ability to open a lot of virtual debit cards. Mm-hmm. So for example, let's say, you know, often landlords pay the water bill. You wanna pay the water bill. So now you see I've already set up a water bill virtual card. I can do this for one property for that card, or I can, you know, open up, you know, as many as I want. So for example, here, this one is mapped to the McCoy Loop property, right? And it's called water and sewer bill already. So my bookkeeping is going to get done for me. And I can specify how much I want the monthly limit to be so that, you know, when we use it, we can have limits on this. And so this example for this property, it's whenever we want to pay the utility bill, all we have to do is grab the details from here. Again, dummy data, so it's not showing everything, but grab the details from here, go to your utility provider, wherever you're paying, plug this in and pay that way, auto pay that way. So there's always a paper trail. You can always map it to the property and the utility. So basically one of my pet peeves is with my partner is like, I hate having to sit there and figure out which water bill is for which property. And I'll just pause. I know this sounds kind of like maybe trivial, but once you have a lot of properties,
yeah, I know, man.
I hate it. Like, oh, well, this is $46.23. Is that for unit, you know, is that for like unit A or unit B?
Now, the good thing is, you know, utility companies, they have a way, at least here locally, they'll let you create a universal account, but then they'll dummy everything down for you. You know what I mean? But this is taking it a step further. You can pay for each things separately.
Exactly.
One thing I like about this too is, let's say you have a contractor who's working on a rehab, you can give your contractor a card.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can give a limit on it.
Exactly. You can do repair maintenance card if you want to add one that's, you know, let's say focused on, again, figure out which bank. So remember I had set up that test account. Let's say that's for my, you know, well, that has no money in it, but let's just use this for now. And I say, okay, this is going to be my contractor A card. I'm just kind of putting it in there. $1,000. I want to limit on a monthly basis. I'm going to, again, go to that same property we were talking about. And now this is contractor, so this might not be your repairs. This might be a CapEx, right? I mean, just because it's an improvement. So we're going to go here and type in capital expenditure and create the card. And that should show up here in a second. Now this is
that is right up there at the top.
There it is. Yeah.
And it just makes things a lot easier even for your books, man. When it comes to tax time,
you
really don't have to do much thinking about this. No.
And so this can be used, you know, just to zoom out a little bit for your midterm rentals, your long-term, your short-term. You know, we've set up like different examples for each one. Obviously, you don't have security deposits and short-term accounts, but if you're doing short-term, you can set it up for every single listing that you have, right, separately. And you can map the cards to those listings for cleaning, for supply runs, for repairs, for paying the property manager, and so on. And so, again, really just helps you automate your management of your money in, money out, so that you're not sitting there wasting tons of time every month reconciling things. That's a huge benefit. And I didn't even really talk about this, but at this time, you know, depending on how much cash balance you have, you can earn up to 4.19% APY. We have a tiered APY system, so the more you add, the more you earn. And then on the cards, every single virtual card or physical card that you're using earns anywhere from 1% to 5%, what we call cashback. And that 5% cashback is actually rewarding real estate investors that use it for things like Home Depot and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so there are some limits on that. You can look it up in our details at the bottom. But, you know, that those are all the things that a typical institution may not provide you, but we're creating something unique for investors that's focused 100% on investors that are investing in real estate and giving you the rewards, but also all the convenience and organization that you're missing. Most people are missing these days when they're investing in real estate. So that's the first pillar, you know, the banking side. And what you can see already is this is going to go right into how do the bookkeeping and all of that works. I wanted to quickly stop by our rent collection and just show you this. I still find investors collecting rent through Cash App and Venmo and PayPal and Zelle and all these kinds of things. And really, I think here, to be professional, to run it like a business, to avoid issues legally with evictions and stuff like that, you should be collecting rent online through a proper tool like this. Here, there's a couple of features I'll quickly highlight. It's super easy to set up a lease and invite a tenant. So literally takes probably like 60 to 126 seconds just to quickly go through some of the details. You can do month-to-month fixed. You can add all kinds of fees, one-time, recurring, you know, whatever you want. And so I'll just do something like a month-to-month lease. I can add a late fee. I don't know how much late fee people are charging, but let's just say that's what it is. And then I can add other recurring fees, other one-time fees. Start date, let's say we do March 1st, just to get this started. And if you want to collect a security deposit, if you want to do any last month rent, if you want to prorate rent, all of that's here. You can do custom one-time fees like an application fee. Again, it'll generate all the invoices for you. So I just did a quick one. So it's obviously just showing 2 months, but that's just to give you a demonstration.
And then the tenant has their own dashboard. They have their own back office.
One thing I wanted to show here is, remember we opened up that virtual account over there? Mm-hmm. So see, here it is. So now I can collect rent straight into that virtual account for that McCoy Loop property, and it'll auto tag all the rents to that property. If you have an existing bank account that's not Baseline, you can start with that too. You don't have to use Baseline banking. You can just connect your current, you know, banking account or bank account and put it here. But obviously there's benefits of all the things I just showed you with Baseline. So you see, I'm going to say, okay, push it into that account and then continue, invite your tenant. Very simple. They have their own portal. The tenants get an invite. You can get a link here you can text them. They have a super easy to use portal, 3-4 steps to sign up, and they can pay through ACH, through debit and credit card. Typical platforms.
Just a quick question about this before we move on to another topic. I know you're doing short-term rentals with these as well. Do you provide the short-term tenants with the with their own portal as well, their own dashboard, because they're short terms. So what are the chances of you actually?
So typically, how do you handle that? That's a good question. Typically, you know, with short term, there's two options really, right? Like direct, if you're doing an Airbnb type booking, the guests, they call them, are staying on Airbnb. They're not really interacting with Baseline. So there's no rent collection in any of this. But if you're doing a direct booking, right, where I have my own website, they book through my website, or you're doing like a midterm rental where you are bringing like a traveling nurse type or corporate housing type person into your unit, and you need a lease, right? You need to do online rent collection directly yourself. Then you can use Baselane just like this. And it's the same platform. It doesn't, there's no, there's not a separate platform for them. The process is exactly the same. You just might have different lease terms when you're going through the information here, for example. So for example, midterm rentals, you know, people might, let's say, be staying for 3 months. So you can create a 3 month program, right? Continue through here. And people do collect security deposits for midterm, so you may have a security deposit, right? And you can specify the due date, for example, and all the invoices will generate for each thing. And you'll go ahead all the way down to, you know, where's the money going. Now here, you can actually specify where the security deposit is going to go. And remember, we had that virtual account for security deposits. You can send it straight there, so it's separate, right? Don't make the mistake of commingling. And then you can add a new tenant, super easy, right? Like we just invite the tenant, add their email, phone number, and they'll get it. Like I said, they'll get an email, or you can send a link and they sign up. Takes literally like less than a minute, and they can pay with ACH, debit, or credit card.
Now you put that security deposit in a separate account and then you collect the rent in a different account. Is that how you just did that?
Yep.
Man, that was interesting. I didn't.
Yeah, so the reason for that is, right, like you don't want to commingle your security deposit with your regular rent. That's legally also not allowed in many states. And so this is giving you the tool, again, technology, education through technology. It's giving you the tool to show you that, you know, this is how you should do it. Of course, you should always check your local state laws for how to handle the security deposits. And sometimes even Baselane might not be eligible based on the state you're in. But this is making it easy for you to run your business.
Got it, man. And again, it helps with booking, you know, bookkeeping and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Makes things a lot easier, man.
Yeah, you already have the bank account, so that virtual account will always tag it to that property. And if you're collecting rent through Baselane, we auto tag it as rent. So you don't even have to go in and say, oh, this is rent. It already knows it's rent, right? So there's other benefits too. And then so once you've set up rent collection and things are happening, then you have all these statuses for have the payments completed or what's going on. And then there's also what we call sort of like the Amazon shipment model of where's my money. So if there are invoices that are pending and people want to see, you know, what happened, you'll get like a timeline view of that invoice. For example, here, this person was overdue, right? And they sent the payment and it was eventually paid. And sometimes this is an issue because people are trying to pay the mortgage and the rent hasn't come in and they're wondering where it is. And if a tenant is late and they started paying late, if they had insufficient funds, you'll see all of that in here.
Man, that's powerful, man. So that's the banking platform part of Baselane. What else does it do?
Banking, we covered rent collection. So I'll cover the third big pillar, which is really one of my favorite parts, which is the cash flow analytics, basically. So I'm going to try to see if I can pick one of these properties here. So here's an example. I just picked a property. Assuming you tagged all the things that we're talking about, you set everything up the right way, things are getting tagged, you're going to start seeing the actual performance of your property, right? So here's an example, inflows, outflows, and what you actually took home. So this is a 6 month view. You can change it. Let's say you want to do last 12 months, right? Let's say you want to look at last year instead of this year. All these kinds of things are possible. Let's say you only want to look at last month. That's also there. But really, if you're looking at it over several months and you want to see what's happening with the property, are we making money? This visually shows you, okay, you've made $12,800. Again, dummy data, but just as an example, here's the operating expenses and here's all your loan payments and CapEx, right? And also you can see all the transactions associated with those numbers down here. Sometimes you tag things wrong. Sometimes you miss something. And so you can fix all of that by looking at this. And then my second favorite part is the P&L view. So here now you can see for that exact property, what's your P&L in a professional financial statement format? No more Excel, right? No more kind of clunky software that doesn't work. Now I'm seeing, okay, I've made this much money, but I had to pay all these expenses and I had to pay the mortgage. So really I took home 1700, right? So 1700 divided over 6 months, kind of roughly about $300 for this property per month, right? Not bad. And this gives you that view, right? And so you can also filter these reports. So let's say you only want to look at net operating income, you're not looking at the lending side of things, you can see that. If you want to look at all your inflows, outflows, which we just had, or Schedule E, which is more for tax time, it'll start breaking down those expenses for you. And finally, we have a tax package where you can get a bunch of reports, some of the ones that I showed here, your transaction ledger, all in here. You can export this at the property level because that's what the CPAs, the accountants want to see. Again, we can pick that one property and it'll download into an Excel file, sorry, a zip file with all the reports. And if you added any receipts, it'll download the digital receipts as well. And you can hand it over to your accountant. This is really important because what we're learning is accountants are charging a lot of money for bookkeeping if you haven't done the bookkeeping, right? Because it takes hours and hours to do the financial statements. Here, you're going to download it, hand it over to them, and they're ready to file your taxes. And really, you're probably saving hundreds of dollars because a CPA is charging anywhere from $125, $150 an hour to $250 or more per hour to do bookkeeping if you didn't come in with the right information. And so right there's a lot of value. And then obviously you're going to get your taxes filed quicker as well. And they're going to love you, right? Because you can use all this. And the other part of it is that I like to point out is then you can use this for your partners, your investors, share it with your lenders, right? If you're looking to get financing and they want to see what you're up to and how you're doing. This looks a lot more professional than, something that's just cobbled together in Excel. So that's another part of Baselane. I would say it's one of the third pillars of what we've built. And there's a lot more to come in all of these areas, but this is just a quick highlight.
Awesome, man. So we covered the analytics and reporting. We covered the business banking platform part of it. And we also covered the rent collection part of it. So that's the property management part, right? There's obviously a lot more features, man. We didn't even get into the LLC stuff. I actually have a video. I'll pop it up at the top so that you guys can, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can click the link up at the top to be able to watch that on how to get your LLC set up right in Baselane. But there's a lot of different features and there's a lot more coming. You heard Saad just say it. Quick question for you, man. And this is the cream of the crop for me. What's the price of the software?
Everything we just showed you is free.
Free.
Yep.
Free 99.
$3.99.
FREE. Right? There's no better way to say it. Free. However you want to say it, look, it's not costing you anything to sign up for this software. I'm going to leave a link in the description box for you guys to be able to sign up. There's nothing to lose. All right. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I truly believe in the software and it's living up to its name. The best part about it is it's free. So they don't want to make money off of subscriptions and things like that. How do you guys make money? People are
Yeah,
curious.
I always, yeah. So we always share a couple of things. So as a banking platform, we do make revenue from the deposits and from the use of the debit card. As you might have seen through the LLC product, or if you tried out one of our insurance or lending products, well, we have partnerships with financial product institutions like those providers. So we don't have like everything in-house, right? We have like an LLC formation partner. We have a lease creation partner. We have partners for insurance and lending. So we generate revenue that way when you're going through our platform and buying those products. So that helps us stay afloat. And we will launch, and we've been sharing this with all of our customers for a while now. We will launch a premium tier, but the base that you see is going to be free. And we're going to add additional features that are heavily requested. And a lot of those, are going to be in a very competitive monthly subscription. So for example, lots of people partner up, husband, wife, maybe you have a partner and they want multi-user access. This is a huge feature. Lots of people have been requesting it, so we're working on that one, for example. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more, you know, there's tons of other features. For example, you saw all those virtual accounts. Folks want to be able to transfer based on rules or schedule the transfers from account A to B or C and D. So things like that will be premium features. And so those are coming out starting actually as soon as April. So I'm very excited about what's coming up in the next 4 to 5 months. And really, last thing I'll say is we're open to feedback. So we've been listening to our customers. We're a small but fast-growing platform and already about 40,000 landlords. And really, our goal is to get to a lot bigger. And so the key for us is listening to our customers and building what they need and what they want. So, for example, in the works for this year, late fee, people want to charge different late fee differently. They don't want a fixed fee. They want dynamic, right? This is a pro premium feature that we'll build. Some folks want to offer rent in the gig economy on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly instead of monthly, right? They don't want to collect rent once at the end of the month. They think with the gig force economy, people are earning a paycheck once a week, so they want to collect the rent once. So we're going to build that. So we're going to continue gathering features. So I always say, reach out to us, sign up, it's free, check it out, test it out, give us feedback. And we're here to listen and learn and build with everybody and grow together. That's what we want to do.
That's right, man. And the best part about the whole thing, again, it's free, but you also have a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card when you click that link in the description box below. So I'm going to make sure you guys have all of the details you need to get your free account. I can't even stress that word enough, man. I can't believe this is free. Can't believe it. All of this value that you guys are going to get, and it costs you absolutely nothing. Make sure you get your free account set up. Make sure you transfer all your properties over. Do what you need to do in order to be able to get your real estate business started. If you don't have any rental properties yet, set it up anyway, because you want to have your foundation in place in order to be able to start building on top of it. All right. But I really appreciate you guys listening in to today's podcast. Listen, Saad, if you had to provide our listeners with some last words of advice, what would those words be?
I'm always biased towards action. So take action. Don't wait. Don't defer. Don't delay. Right. I'm not a New Year's resolution guy. I'm in action like all the time. And so basically, anybody who's zero properties, I know you're out there hunting, trying to find the first deal. Like Dremel said, set it up, set up Baselane, get it going, get that part of your business ready. So when you've got that first deal, you're ready to execute right away. And if you're thinking about automating, adding systems, making it easy for your tenants to pay rent, clean up your finances, but you know you haven't done it, you haven't got it, just do it. Start with one thing, keep it simple, start with one property, start with one bank account, and break it down into, you know, these smaller tasks, and then you can achieve all of it. So
make it happen.
Make it happen. That's what we do. That's what investors do. So that's what we all are here to support you with. And so I hope everybody found this helpful. And again, reach out to us, reach out to our CX team. If anybody has questions, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn directly. Happy to chat. And I get that all the time. People reach out and we talk about all kinds of stuff. So happy to talk about Baselane, about real estate investing, and anything we can help you with.
Awesome, man. So I'm going to make sure I link Saad's LinkedIn in the description box, along with the link for you guys to go ahead and get started. $500, $500 chance to win. Well, a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. If you guys sign up for your free account, be sure to grab it, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Take care, everybody.